Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf tzadi zayin, Yevamos 97. Go back for a moment to daf tzadi vav amud beis in 96b, where the Gemara says that Azal Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar went and Amar l'shmaita, he said a teaching in the base medrash, v'lo Amar m'shmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Elazar, Elazar didn't say it. He heard this teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Shama Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Elazar didn't say it in his name. Ikbid. He got very upset. So Olagabe Rabbi Ami Ravasi. So Rabbi Ami Ravasi went in front of him and they tried to appease him and they said, Amrei lo kacha yamais v'beis ha-knesset shal Tveria b'neger. Wasn't there was an incident in the synagogue of Tiberias where the Tanayim were discussing about a crossbeam and sheyesh brush or gustro that had on it a thick bulb at the end of it and it could crush things. Shenelku Rabbi Elazar and Karu Sefer Torah b'chamasan that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi got into an argument, and as a result of this, they actually tore a Torah scroll in their anger. And the Gemara interrupts and clarifies the story, but that it was as though they tore it. They didn't really tore it. And he said, "Tmi ani emoya beis knesset zu avodas kochavim v'chein hava." He says, "I'm sure that this synagogue where they fought will become a place of idolatry." Indeed, that's what happened. And hadar ikbat fei. And Rabbi Yochanan got even more upset. Amar chavrutza nami. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yami and to Rabbi Asi, "Really, are you also are you saying that Rabbi Elazar is my chavrutza? That you're bringing me a proof from the fact that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi are friends, and they shouldn't have got upset the second one, and they got upset. So now you're saying that Rabbi Elazar, who's really my student, that you're saying that he's my chavrutza." So other people tried to appease Rabbi Yochanan. So Olagabe Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi went to him and he says, "Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe as Yoshua v'chein asa Yoshua v'lo. He sir devar mikol asher tziva Hashem as Moshe." And Joshua did every single thing that Moses had commanded God, and just like God commanded Moses, and Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it exactly. V'chiyal kol devar sham amar Yoshua yomer lehem kach amar Moshe. Everything that Joshua said, he said, "This is what Moshe told." Did Moshe say that? It's impossible to say that Joshua said that every single time. Well, Yoshua, Yoshe, Vidorish Stam, Vakol Yodin, Shetorah, Sasha Moshe. Joshua would just give a Dvar Torah, and everybody knew the Dvar Torah was coming from Moshe. Of course it was coming from Moshe. So, Af Rabbi Elazar, Talmid, Cha, Yoshe, Vidorish Stam, Vakol Yodin, Kishachahi. So, too, Rabbi Elazar, your student, he's sitting and giving the Drasha, and everybody knows that it's your drasha. Everybody knows. He doesn't have to say it. So he says, so when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said to Rabbi Ami Asi, "That's the way you appease somebody." He said, "Amar Lahem, b'nei mayatem yodin l'fayes, k'ben idi chavarenu." That's how you appease somebody, by saying that everything that he said is really coming from me. He doesn't need to say it. So the Gemara said, "Well, Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kabe koyai. Why is Rabbi Yochanan so upset that Rabbi Elazar didn't say it in his name?" Gemara explains, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Maidach Sev." What do we do with the verse that says in Psalm 61:5, "Agura ba'alcha olamim, I will dwell in your tent forever." That implies that David wanted to dwell in two tents, the tents in two worlds. Can a person possibly dwell in two tents? God said before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, and we're on the top of our daf now of 97a, Yiratzon Sheyomer Davar Shmuah Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh. David said, "May it be your will, God, that somebody says a teaching in my name in this world." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, "Kol Talmud Chacham Sheomrim Davar Shmuah Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh, Sifso Sav Dovos Ba'Kever." Any Torah scholar who they say a teaching in his name in this world, well, after he's dead, they say his teaching, his lips are moving in the grave. And so therefore, at that moment when they cite the teachings in his name, then his soul is alive and his lips are moving. So Amar Yitzchak ben Zera v'itema Shimon Azira Maikra. What's the source for this? What's the verse? This is a citation of Shimon the Nazir. He says, what's the source for this idea that the lips move in the grave? It says, V'chichech k'yayin atov horech todil meisharim dovev sifsei yishanim. It says, V'chichech, the intention is for words of Torah, that the verse compares words of Torah to wine. That just like wine is like bubbling, so too the Torah is bubbling and moving the old lips. And k'komer shel anavim. Like happens with a comer of grapes, that you place the grapes into a cup to warm up, and as a result of this, more the wine will to ripen. As a result of this, the wine will flow out quicker. Ma comer shal anavim kimin shemeiniach adam etzbo of miad dovev. Just like a comer of grapes that's ripening, when a person places his finger on it, the wine immediately starts to flow and to bubble because the grapes are soft, and when they just by a little touch, the wine comes out. Just when you say a teaching of the Torah scholar in this world, their lips are moving in the grave. When you say a teaching from somebody who's no longer alive, you're connecting the two worlds. You're connecting the dead to the living. And so the best way to honor the deceased is to recite the teachings of Torah that they said while they were alive.